From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Election season's here, and with it, another Michael Moore film. I caught it just the other night. It's called Sicko, about people who have health insurance but still can't get proper medical care. To be honest, the movie made me a little sick myself. You see, as someone who doesn't always have health insurance, I assume that when I do, I'm covered by some magical blanket. So much so that I have occasionally bet my life on it when money gets tight. Ever since my college insurance stopped, from time to time I play this sick game with myself. It's called, What Kind of Diseases Move Faster Than Insurance Companies Process Paperwork? Lyme disease? Diabetes? Malaria? Call it disease roulette, if you like. The thinking goes that I keep a set of filled-out insurance forms on hand, and if I suspect I have, say, leukemia, I mail them in before I get checked out. Please, don't argue the logic. I'm aware there is none. But for Americans who work for themselves, paying insurance can be a little like gambling. As a contract biologist, and now a science writer, not paying for a month of insurance is like winning $100 at the craps table. So let's roll the dice. Alzheimer's? No problem. Chlamydia? Should be fine. Autism? Well, I think I would know by now if I had that. What makes me eventually sign the dotted line is appendicitis. I can wait out pneumonia, typhoid, and even salmonella, but appendicitis scares the crap out of me. It hurts like hell, and without the minimum 25 grand for treatment, it's fatal. And there's no telling when you might get it. My uncle got it climbing Mount McKinley. My buddy got it on his living room couch. And keep in mind that I'm a relatively stable professional. Imagine what it's like for the 45 million Americans who, instead of disease roulette, play the old-fashioned Russian kind, having no health care at all. In the end, as long as there are day laborers, independent contractors, and yes, freelance writers, without universal care there will be people forced to gamble with their own health. These days, I make my monthly payment, the only other option being to remove my appendix with a pocket knife and hope my tonsils don't give out. With a perspective, I'm Eric Vance.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.